We're with AFL Women's coach Michelle Cowan. Michelle, you're heading to the Gold Coast for the Under-18 Women's Championships this weekend. Are you looking forward to it, and what will you be up to when you're over there?
Yeah, really looking forward to heading over to the Gold Coast with our list management team. And this is round two of the Under-18s Championships, and get a really good opportunity to have a look at our WA girls. Looking forward to it.
Take us through Fremantle's list management, because there are a number of spots available where we could be taking girls from this tournament.
Yeah, we've got 20 girls signed up onto our list currently, with another 7 spots to fill through this Under-18s Championships, through our trial days, which will all happen on October 18 with our draft that will take place. And on top of that, we've also got 3 rookie spots that we're looking to fill and run a trial day as well. So it's a really exciting time for the footy club as we look to build the back end of our list and build a really strong team for 2018.
So it's safe to say there's a number of future Freo AFL women's players at this tournament that you'll be watching.
Yeah, there certainly are, and they're really keen, and a good opportunity for us to have a look at, I guess, those girls that we can draft who are 18 years of age and we can draft into our up-and-coming season. But we also want to be really vigilant and keeping a really close eye on those up-and-coming girls as well. So the 14, the 15, 16 and 17-year-old girls that will be part of the future of this footy club.
It's round two of the tournament. Take us through how WA went in round one and what we're up against in round two.
Yeah, the WA team played in South Australia for round one, and Queensland were really competitive and got the win over WA there. We'll get the opportunity to play the Allies in round two, as well as Vic Metro and Vic Country, which are really strong teams and will really test WA. But I know the under-18s are prepared really well, and we're looking forward to seeing the girls in this tournament and showcase what they've got to offer.
And obviously you're keeping your eyes on WA, because we're looking at keeping an all-WA side for next year as well.
Yeah, that's something that we're really strong and really passionate about as well, is we want to grow and support the WA talent here, and looking forward to building our list once again, being the only team in the AFLW having 100% of one state of players, which is exciting for our list, certainly looking at keeping it that way.
And finally, we're in the AFLW off-season. What are the girls up to at the moment?
Yeah, girls are working really hard at their WA Women's Football League clubs as they look to hopefully participate in the final series, which will take place in August. And then real good direction for the girls to have a bit of a break from football as well, go and enjoy themselves and relax, refresh, rejuvenate themselves and get ready for a really solid pre-season with our AFLW team leading into our 2018 season.